Tommy, what episode were we on?
Try and remember, Arthur.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Bingo. Well, I start off in this episode walking around my bakery in a biblical style.
I was shagging my landlady. Would you stop the noise?
Gentlemen, welcome, welcome. You must be Arthur.
That Elfie Solomon scared the shit out of me sometimes.
This was one of those moments, Arthur.
I've heard so much about you.
Shalom. Let me just say, shalom.
You said it, Arthur.
I'm the commanding man on this operation. You're just here as an observer.
I don't care. I'm eating a nice sandwich. At the meeting, me and Billy got the impression that something wasn't right.
Don't worry, mate. If you're afraid, you can go to the little boy's room. It's just over there. You can just leave.
Stop taking a piss, Alfie. I really wish I had taken that piss, because our plans of taking over London were going down a toilet.
You stay there then, Treacle. I decided to sacrifice a goat.
It's a goat.
This year, we thought we'd fucking give the goat a name.
You fucking named it.
Do you know what we called it?
Was it Shaun the Sheep, Alfie?
Arthur, it was a goat.
Nah, Tommy Shelby.
The penny finally dropped. Billy Kitchen was murdered by Alfie Solomon's men, and it was a setup.
You forgot to mention that that nutter, Alfie Solomon, murdered a goat! What's wrong with that, mate? You can make a goat curry, you can do a goat kebab, there's all sorts of wonderful kosher things you can do with a goat. The evil Egyptian scum was finally cleansed.
I still don't know, for the love of God, why did you kiss me, Alfie?
Well, I think you rather enjoyed it, mate, my little treacle.
Sabini's men took back control of our operations in London.
You're all fired!
Polly and Michael were also arrested by the coppers.
You tell your gypsy king, whoever comes down south shall go back up north in many, many fucking pieces.
Michael and Arthur were both arrested by the coppers. I was still at that manor house where I shagged the brains out of Mrs. Carlton.
Oh yeah, the posh sort with the horse.
Well, at least you got the animal right this time, Arthur.
Let's review the new situation, Thomas. I have your brother in a prison cell charged with the murder of Billy Kitchen. The case against him is strong.
It wasn't me.
I also have Polly's son, Michael, who has already confessed to burning down a pub with Arthur.
It wasn't me.
I have the power of life and death over your family.
Tommy, can you hear me?
It's not a good time, Grace.
Secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.